I'm now speaking with Marcus Wolf, head coach for the Northwest Hughesville Mustangs. And coach, your dream team nominees for this year will start on offense. Cody Damlow, the senior wide receiver. Talk about the season he had.
You know, Cody is just a fantastic kid, and he's part of the group of kids that we got that came over in our co-op from Sacred Heart. And there was no way, you know, part of the decision to, hey, let's have one kid from Sacred Heart and one kid from Northwest be put in for this. It literally came down to, you know, we always use seniors, and he was offensively a kid that just did a little bit of everything for us. He was a running back part of the season, wide receiver part of the season. You know, he could even throw the ball if we would have needed him to. We had a reverse, you know, pass with him in. You know, just a great attitude, great leadership, and, you know, we would have taken, you know, a half dozen more of him just because, you know, his will to play and how his energy and effort was for everybody was just such a great great part of what we had offensively.
What kind of person is he away from the football field, maybe in the locker room or the classroom?
Well, and that's a big part of this, too. It's not the fact that, you know, he's rushing the ball and he's catching TDs and he's, you know helping us, you know, mold together on offense, you know, putting these two groups together. But it's that leadership. It's in the locker room, you know, maybe not saying a lot at times, but when he does, it's got a lot of meaning to it. You know, on the field, being an emotional leader, you know, motivating the kids beyond what the coaches do. Just that kind of ability. And in the classroom, he gets, you know, he's a straight-A student, fantastic with his grades and things. So he's that model student that you're looking for.
All right, well, now we'll switch over to defense. And defense was Jonathan Slaughter, the senior defensive end. And he had quite the season, 32 tackles, 9 of those for losses and a couple sacks.
Yeah, I mean, and all this considering for John that he only got to play in 7 games. On the 20th play of the first game against Osceola, and he was tearing it up in that game, he separates his shoulder, and he'd had that injury 2 years before. And so it's kind of a little disheartening. But, you know, he's out for a couple of weeks and then comes back in and plays. And then right at toward the end of the season, week 8, he separates it again. Same shoulder. Crazy situation in a play. But John is like the heart and soul of our defense. I mean, this kid was he's just farm strong and just – brings it with everything he's got. I mean, when the game is over, he is exhausted. And I would another one of those kids, you take a half dozen more of them, and you just can't find fault in this kid. I mean, he's just fantastic with what he does on the football field and the amount of energy he has.
Well, both these Dream Team nominees are seniors and very important leaders to your football team. How important is it to have the senior leadership and, you know, the guys that come and leave it all on the field as you try to build this Northwest Mustang program?
We definitely need that. The first year I was here when we started with 3 players, we had 1 senior and he hadn't even played football before in his life. That has now changed to where this season with the co-op, we had 20 kids, 9 through 12, you know, available to play varsity football. And we have started to work with these younger kids, and I think next year we're going to put in a specific leadership program. A lot of schools have gone to that. Having some extra time, some extra meeting time with them and talk about what it is to be a leader. It's not just giving, you know, orders or just, you know, yelling at people. There's so much more that go into it. And I think that's going to be big for us because we've got some kids that fit that bill in our sophomore and freshman classes coming up. Our junior class that we have this year is kind of a quiet group and, you know, gets some things done. But, you know, we've got one in there that's very vocal. But we've got to develop leadership.
Well, either Cody or John, do they participate in any other sports?
I think Cody does a couple of other things at Sacred Heart. They do track and some stuff like that. I think he plays basketball. John last year played baseball, but I don't believe he's going to this year. And we don't have track, and he doesn't play basketball. So I think John's done for now. But, you know, we tell all of our kids at every age, you know, we want you involved in as many activities as you can be in, as many athletics as you can be in. And it just makes you a better, well-rounded person down the line. So we strive for that.
And how do you expect these kids to do whenever they get out into the real world? Or they graduate high school, no matter whether they go to college, tech school? How do you expect them to react and grow?
Well, I know right now Cody does some work with his father, who is one of our assistant coaches. He's an electrician. And I don't know if Cody plans on going down that route, but I know when I've had those conversations with his dad, you know, not just as a dad, but praises his work ethic and, you know, gets up early in the morning, sometimes 5 o'clock to get to a job, to do stuff on weekends. And the kid is just, you know, fantastic at that stuff. So I believe with his personality, his grades and things, he's going to be very successful. John, on the other hand, is one of those kids that if he wants to do it, I don't think there's much that the kid couldn't do. Anything that needs to be done, like I said, whether it's farm work, I've seen him change tires in the parking lot for people. I've seen him jump their cars when their battery's down. I mean, he is just a top-shelf quality kid that I look at as a young man now that the best compliment I can ever give a player is I would trust him with my son if I needed to be gone and said, hey, watch my six-year-old and guard him with your life. I know John would do that, and he's just a fantastic kid that's going to do good things in life.